that? Oh, someone dropped off a crate to the library? Ugh, must be the boss's shipment. Well, open it up. Oh, yeah, that's the fish food. They never bring this to the right place. Hey, when you leave for the day, can you let Artemis know another shipment got misdelivered? Yeah, she's the owlbear on floor 3. Yes, the office marked Artemis F. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. The other package? Shh, not so loud. Are you trying to get everyone killed? Look, you can leave the goldfish with me. I will make sure it gets to the right person. Gods, are you new or something? Oh, you are? Oh, well, I mean, you still should be more careful discussing things like that in a place like this. And so loudly? This is a library, after all. All right, relax, stop fussing. It was an innocent mistake. So are you the new intern? Hey, yeah, it's nice to meet you. So my name is Lindria Firebrand, but everybody calls me Lynn. What's your name? Oh, that name is, bland. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but when you work with the kind of characters I do, you expect names to be a bit more adventurous. What do I mean? Haven't you noticed something a bit odd about the staff here? Well, I mean, for instance, our librarian is a Lamia, and our bookkeeper is a Dryder. And then there's the drow girl that works in the basement, and the succubus working reception at the front desk. Surely you noticed her. No? And they say I'm clueless. Well, maybe next time you talk to HR, you can ask about your fellow coworkers. And maybe while you're in there, find out why there's a pool in her office? Uh-huh. Why, yes, you're quite perceptive. I do have a set of horns on my head and a tail. But no, I'm not a succubus. I'm a dragon. Uh-huh. I do too have wings and scales. They're beautiful and fiery red, just like my eyes. I have to keep them hidden under my robes to discourage wandering eyes. Relax. I'm just teasing you. I could take a more humanoid form when I desire. It helps keep people from running away when they see me. Uh-huh. So, how about it, short stuff? What secrets are you hiding? No red skin or a tail, which rules out tiefling, though I guess the lack of charisma was my first clue there. I mean, you're cute, but a little too plain for an Azamar. Plus, no wings, so that's out. You're not short enough to be a halfling, and you're not tall enough for a half-elf. Huh. All right, I give up. Spill it. You're a what? A human? I've never heard of such a creature. Is it new? Oh my, that stammering and that look on your face. You really thought I'd never seen a human before. Yeah, I've met my fair share of humans in my life. Of course, most of them were after my hoard, so our time together was brief. Huh? Of course I have a hoard. Dragons love treasure, and we get quite aggressive when it comes to defending it. Oh, no. Don't worry, little human. I wasn't threatening you. You'd know if I was threatening you. But anyway, what made you want to intern at a place like this? I mean, there must be safer options out there for work. Really? Uh-huh, a wizard. Oh, you're studying to be a wizard. Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but you might be in the wrong profession. What do I mean? Never mind. Oh, me? Well, I mean, like I said, for a while I would just go out and gather treasure, sleep on a pile of gold, terrorize a few villagers into sacrificing some virgins. That last one was a joke. But then one day a man came with a proposition. There was a beholder who was looking to staff his guild, and he valued information the same way I value shiny coins, and he wanted someone with my temperament to protect his own hoard. He offered me a job as his secretary in charge of the records department in the library. The pay was good, and I've always been a bit of a bookworm. Haha. So, I took it. That was about 15 years ago, and yeah, I haven't looked back. Oh, look at the time. Yeah, that's the end of the shift for today. On second thought, I can just have Artemis pick up the crate tomorrow. Can you help me get something down from the storage closet before you go? It'll just take a second. I promise. Yes. Okay, thank you. No. No talking. What am I doing? Well, I mean, isn't it obvious? Well, I mean, I did say you were cute, and I've been flirting with you for the last 10 minutes. Or did you fail to pick up on that, too? Oh, sweetie, you should really pay more attention. Though I have to admit, I find your clueless nature adorable. Oh, wait. Shh. Hush. Okay. Well, everybody should be gone now, but we should still hurry. The janitors are going to be here in an hour. You want to do this, right? Okay. Good. Take your clothes off. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Oh, no. It's okay. Just come on. Relax. Let's go. Oh, no. Don't be shy. Look at me. Don't you want to feel my soft skin against yours? Feel my hands glide down your bare chest to your... No. It's okay. No need to be nervous. I'll be gentle with you, my little human. You see my wings now, don't you? My bright red scales wrapped around my thighs and running down my legs. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. Trust me, I'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. Just lean back. Close your eyes, okay? Uh-huh. Oh, human. That was such a cute noise you just made. Uh-huh. Yeah, that little moan and the feeling of your hard cock in my hand. I think I found a new treasure to add to my hoard. See, I may be a powerful dragon, but I can have a more delicate touch when I need one. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's it, little human. Shiver for me. Let out those sweet little whimpers. There's no one to hear you. Mm-mm, no princess to save you from my clutches. Oh, what's the substance leaking out of the head of your cock? Is it your essence? Should I stop? Oh, it's okay. I know very well what it is, little human, and I know exactly what to do with it. That's right, I'm just gonna roll it around the tip with my thumb. Mm-hmm. Your whole body is shivering, little human. Does it really feel that good? Oh my. You can't even form proper words anymore. Oh, you really should try to keep your concentration in check if you plan on becoming a wizard. Who knows what might distract you on a battlefield? Maybe some wayward dragon girl might put your cock in her mouth while you're trying to cast a spell. Yeah. Why don't we practice for that? Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm. Can't keep from bucking your hips anytime I flick my tongue across your head. Can you feel the heat, little human? I generate my fire from my throat. It keeps my mouth extra warm. Here, let me show you. I wouldn't pull out of my mouth again without my permission. You should be careful, little human. Try to take my new treasure away from me again, and I'll have to hurt you. In case you couldn't tell, that was me threatening you. Tell me, when you first applied here, did you think I'd have a beautiful dragon woman on her knees for you within a week? Maybe you had your eyes on the succubus who greeted you on your first day, or that shy little drow girl. Is she more your type? No, I don't believe that. When the amount that you're twitching in my mouth, you clearly like a more forceful approach. You don't want a girl that takes what you give her. You want a woman that takes what she wants. Oh, I can't wait any longer. I'm so wet for you. Here, sit down on the spare desk in the back. Yeah, that's it. Okay, now I'm gonna I'm gonna straddle you. Oh, there. That's nice, isn't it? Oh, looking into my ruby eyes and feeling my breath on your neck. All right, here we go. Oh, you feel that, little human? It's warmer than any other woman's pussy could ever be. Feels like you're melting right into me, doesn't it? Like we're connected. Oh, God, your moans are so amazing. Oh, I can feel every twitch, every shiver in your body underneath me. Maybe I'll have them schedule you for late night duties for the next few weeks. I could use an assistant, and you seem to enjoy my company. Lie back on the desk. No, I said lie back. You had no idea how strong I am, did you? Oh, poor little human. You should keep that in mind the next time I tell you to do something. Although I'm guessing you're going to have a hard time forgetting the feeling of my powerful hips slamming you into this desk. Oh, you seem out of breath, human. Am I fucking you too hard? We're going to need to work on your constitution if you plan on being my assistant. We're going to need to hurry up. The cleaning staff's going to be here soon. Just relax. Yeah, I'm just pinning you to the desk with my tail. I need to hold you still if you're going to squirm this much. That's it, little human. You can thrash about as much as you want, but you're not going anywhere. I know it feels so intense. My pussy is so hot right now, but I'm not gonna stop. Not till we've both come. Oh, yeah, fuck me back. I'll take everything you can give me and more. Just a little longer. Yeah, oh, I'm almost there. Oh, fuck me, little human. Yeah. as hard as you can, and I promise to give you more pleasure than you've ever had in your life. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, do you know what's gonna happen when I come? My pussy is gonna clench and massage your cock as my muscles squeeze and contract around you. A dragon girl can orgasm for up to 10 minutes straight. Did you know that? Oh, just think about it. My hot, wet pussy massaging your... even after you come, milking out every last drop. Oh, I've made men literally black out from pleasure before. You're gonna beg me to free your cock, but like I told you, dragons are very aggressive about defending their treasures. Oh, God. Oh, I hope you're ready. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come on you. Oh, yes. Oh, it's okay, little human. It's okay. Yeah, let it out. Oh, you can cry and beg and squirm and whatever else you need to do, but I'm not gonna let you up. Mm-mm. No, I won't. Mm-mm. Shh, 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 shh.